السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says that in the last Friday sermon, with reference to the person of the Holy Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the prayer of حضرت ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام was mentioned, in which he the four points regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayer was mentioned in the words of Hazrat Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam, and that was to be fulfilled in the person of that great prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the last sermon I was mentioning about the first thing, that is yatlu alaihim ayatika, that he would be reciting the verses to these people, and various meanings of the word ayat has been mentioned. That means the verses and the signs and the miracles and those things which draw the attention to Allah, and the things which guide to faith, and the drawing of attention towards avoiding from the punishment, and also the prophecies regarding the things happening in future, and the various things which are in this universe, vegetation and other things, regarding the knowledge of these things, and also those things which are guiding us to civilization. So therefore through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah in the Holy Quran has mentioned these things. Allah Almighty has mentioned these things which were conveyed to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah Almighty says in another verse, yatlu alaikum ayatina, that this great prophet, he recites to you our verses, and these are so subjects of so much variety in it, And with the various reference, these things have been mentioned that there is no end to this description. And some of the verses I have picked up today, which I would like to present. Towards the end of the Friday sermon, last Friday sermon, with reference to various commentators, I mentioned that one meaning of this verse is the word is punishment. I mentioned with reference to Surah Bani Israel, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِاللَّآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْفِيفًا, that we never send these signs but gradually to frighten these people. So this full verse is like this. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِاللَّآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْفِيفًا. And no one has stopped us that we should be sending our signs, except that the previous people have rejected those things, and we gave a sign very illuminating to Samud, but they were very cruel to him. And we never send these signs but gradually to frighten these people. So Hazur says that in fact, actually, this verse is pointing out to this fact that Allah Almighty and in order to establish the truth of the prophets and their communities, Allah sends the signs, shows the signs, and the that this thing that nothing has stopped us from sending these signs in support of our prophets, or show them the miracles. No one has stopped, and nothing has stopped us from doing that. So therefore Allah Almighty, who is the fountainhead of all powers and who is the mighty and full of wisdom, so where he has warned the people that they should learn lesson given to Samud, at the same time for the people of this age, the same lesson is there for the people of this time, particularly the Muslims. And these verses of the Holy Quran and these verses, the final prophet of Allah, and the verses of the Quran which have been mentioned here, they give us that message that we should be learning lesson from these verses. Do not consider that these are the things related to the people in the past and that is finished. Allah Almighty is the one who has got the full power of punishing the people and showing the miracles. And never forget the verses of Allah, the signs of Allah. And anybody who would announce in the name of Allah that you should be considering the prophecies of the 14th century and look at those signs which he has shown for the truthfulness of his Messiah and Mahdi, these signs should not be taken lightly. And do not go to the extreme of denial and abusing these things and inviting the wrath of God. And if you are hurting the sentiments and the hearts of those people who are the believers, do not consider that Allah Almighty has lost the power of showing the miracles and signs, or his action has now finished. Wama mana'ana, by announcing this one, that Allah Almighty, no, nothing has stopped us. Allah Almighty is announcing that you should ponder over these things. Allah Almighty is announcing that we always send these signs to warn the people against their evil and bad end. And Allah Almighty is showing the signs today, but if only there are people with eyes to see them. Huzur says, in short, there are so many things which are mentioned regarding these matters with reference to previous prophets. So many things have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran. In those verses it is mentioned, where the mention of the people of the previous prophets is there, Allah Almighty has mentioned that these miracles, he were shown in support of their prophets, his prophets, and for this purpose he showed these miracles and signs, and how these people were destroyed. All these things which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, are these simply stories of the past? Are these things only to give the assurance that you can do whatever you like, whether you live without any actions, or you go on transgressing in your cruelty and injustice, and you deny and commit the transgression, and nothing will be done to you? If this is the thinking, then this is a great allegation and reflection upon the Holy God Almighty. And wise is only those people who get the lessons and learn the lessons. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this very delicate point regarding this matter, that as the powers and the capabilities of Allah Almighty are unlimited, therefore he shows the signs, various signs for various people. It does not happen like this, that the same signs which were shown for Musa alayhi salam, they were the same as which were shown for Hazrat Nuh, or thus for the people of Lot and the Samud, the same sign will be shown to them. But always the signs are different. Some were caught in one way and the others in a different way. So therefore, having the fear of Allah should always be in the hearts of people, so that the mercy of Allah Almighty and His blessing, they should be able to receive these things. Allah Almighty is utmost merciful. He does not show the sign of the punishment, but He also gives the glad tidings, and sometimes He punishes the people. And these punishments come at a time when people cross all the limits. Therefore, those people, some critics of Islam, they sometimes bring this allegation against the Holy Quran, that the Holy Quran has mentioned about coercion and compulsion more. Allah Almighty says, Rahmati wasiyat kulla shay, that my mercy encompasses everything. Because of the mercy of Allah Almighty, so many punishments and other disasters, they are averted. So it is the duty of human being that he should be repenting and turning to God Almighty, and one should not go outside the limits prescribed for him. The Muslims are very blessed in the sense that Allah Almighty has told us these limits, and also pointing out through those things which became signs for these people in the past, has guided us to this point. That through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this guidance has been given to us. So keeping a guard of these limits is the responsibility of each and every Muslim. People should follow these limits, so that by becoming believers and by doing good deeds, they should be the sharing those glad tidings, and they should be partaking from those blessings which Allah Almighty has destined for the believers, and regarding which in one place Allah Almighty says, وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. And those people who believe, the believers, those who do good deeds and pious deeds according to their faith, they should be given this glad tiding that Allah Almighty has kept a very good reward for them in store. And those people who get this good reward, then they always stay in this condition, and in which they are always doing effort to perform good deeds, and the true believers, they continue to perform these good deeds on a regular basis, continuously. And this is a state in which the faith does not corrupt. So therefore it is the duty of a believer that according to the teaching of the Holy Quran, which is a perfect teaching, which is full of so many signs, the signs related to the people in the past and their incidents are mentioned, and also the prophecies about the future are also there, he should be learning lesson from these things, and he should be pondering over those things happening in future, and he should always be inclined towards performing good deeds, so that he should be getting the good reward from Allah Almighty. Explaining these signs, that what of different types of signs are there, sometimes there are glad tidings, sometimes others. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that it should let it be clear that the signs are of two types. Number one is the sign which is Kahri Nishan, that is to say the punishment of Allah Almighty, which is to frighten the people. And the second one is the Nishan Tabshir, and which can be called Nishan Rahmat, that is glad tiding, the signs of mercy. The frightening signs are those to disbelievers, those who are arrogant, and those people who are very haughty and very hot tempered people. They are given to those people so that they should get frightened, and they should have the feeling the awe of the wrath of Allah Almighty. And the signs of glad tidings are given to those people who are seekers after truth, and the believers, those who are seeking after truth, they are shown for those people who are very meek of heart and very modest, and with firm faith they are always seeking the advancement in faith. And these signs of blessings and glad tidings, intention is not to frighten the people, but to satisfy those true believers, so that they should advancing in their status of faith, and their perturbed feelings should be satisfied, and that is the intention of that. So the believer, through the means of the Holy Quran, they are always getting the signs of tabshir, the blessings, the glad tidings, and he advances in his faith and good practice. And the mu'mins, the believers, they get solace and comfort through these signs. And sakinat and the satisfaction descends upon the hearts of the people. And the believer people, by following the teachings of the Holy Quran, they continue to see this type of signs throughout their life till the end. If they are believing in these teachings and following these teachings, then up to the end, last day, they continue to get this type of signs. And these type of signs, which give satisfaction and contentment to the people, they continue to descend upon such people. So that he should be making extreme advancement in their faith and get to Haqqul Yaqeen. And the beauty of this sign is that as the believers, they get strengthened in their faith and high status of faith. And similarly, by looking at all these things which are internal and external, various type of things happening, by looking at those things, Huzur says that by observing those things, the blessings which are there, and also the favors of Allah Almighty, by observing them, and those things which are very clear, evident, and which are sometime evident, sometime hidden, and the blessings and the favors of Allah Almighty, Holy Allah Almighty, and those people who are having faith in Allah Almighty, these signs, they are shown, Allah Almighty shows these signs, this type of blessing, and those we are evident and sometime hidden. And those which are shown to these people, they descend upon these people, and they are the signs of glad tidings. And because of that, these signs, the person increases in his faith and love of Allah Almighty. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam further says, that the Holy Quran has mentioned about these signs of glad tidings very extensively, and he has not confined these signs, but a permanent promise is there, ongoing promise is there, that the true followers of the Holy Quran will continue to receive these signs. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ, that those true believers in this worldly life and the life to come, they would continue to get these signs of glad tidings through which they would increase in their understanding and perception of Allah Almighty, and they would be advancing in the fields of faith and to such extent which will never be ending. These are the things which will never be changed, and this is the great victory. And this is something which eventually takes the people to the highest point of faith. If some people understand only the signs of wrath, if somebody says that all the signs are for this purpose of frightening the people and there is no other purpose beside that, then this thing will be meaningless, and obviously it will be something wrong. As it has been just mentioned, that there are signs are given for two reasons, either to frighten or even to give the glad tidings. So this is the truth, that there are two types of signs. There is a blessing for the believers which increase him in his piety and faith, and bringing him closer and closer to God Almighty. While for on the other side, for the non-believers, there are signs which are signs of wrath and for frightening the people, and those people who do not understand this point, that no action of Allah Almighty is not limited at all. These people have been given this understanding, and they have been explained this point, that they should be trying to learn and acquire lesson from these things. And the wise people are those who get learn lesson from these things and improve this life and the life to come. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran in various places with reference to so many things, that the signs of Allah Almighty, who are the people who accept those signs, what are the qualities which should be in those, or who are the people in which if these qualities are there, then they go on increasing in their faith. For example, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ نَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. And surely we sent Hazrat Musa with our signs, with this understanding, that you bring the people from darkness to light, and remind them about the days of Allah. And those people who are steadfast and grateful, there are a lot of signs for those people in it. Here Huzur says that the mention of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, by mentioning Hazrat Musa alayhi salam here, that in those circumstances in which Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his people were passing through, their steadfastness and gratefulness came to their avail, for their benefit, and there are signs in it. So the Holy Quran says, in the Holy Quran, when this point has been mentioned, that Muslims should also try to understand this point, that but it does not mean at all that sabr and shukr does not mean that in whatever condition they may be, they should sit idle at home and just say that we are steadfast, we are sitting here and we are grateful, but to appreciate these signs, and to you appreciate these signs in such a way in which there should be gratefulness and also contentment and also the sabr, the steadfastness. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was much greater than Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he brought the commands of Sharia, and he brought that last word of Allah, the Sharia, through which the religion attained to its culmination and perfection. So the standards of those who are following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their standards should also be very high, so that they can become the recipient of these blessings which are related and attached with him. The people of Hazrat Musa, as long as they were grateful to these signs, they were recipient of the blessings of Allah. And when they disregarded those signs and became ungrateful, then those signs were taken away from them. So the purpose of mentioning this incident is that sabr and shukr, the steadfastness and gratefulness, it requires a continuous effort on the part of believers. With steadfastness, they should continue performing the good deeds, and that is the meaning of sabr, that continuously they should perform good deeds, and this is what we have been instructed in the Holy Quran. With a continuity, with a permanence about quality of permanence, the jihad is required, which is which we have to perform in the light of the beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran, which means a reformation of one's own self, reforming oneself, and also tabligh. And one should be grateful for the mercies of Allah Almighty, and all these things Allah Almighty has told these things. And these things also come under sabr and shukr, the steadfastness and gratefulness. And a believer should always be grateful for these blessings of Allah Almighty. In this age, there is no greater blessing of Allah than this one, than when Islam was in a very weak state. Then Allah Almighty sent in the person of Hazrat Masih and Mahdi, he sent a stalwart of Islam, who was a great champion of truth, and he was the great servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the servant of that great prophet who granted light to those people who were completely immersed in darkness. And this does not mean that the status of Hazrat Musa was greater than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not meant here, but this is an example that we send these prophets only for this very purpose, that they should bring their followers from darkness, they should guide these people to from darkness to light. And these people, after attaining these qualities, that is to say coming to the light, then if these people, they are steadfast in this way, then they become the signs of Allah, Ayatullah. And those people who become slack, and the example of steadfastness and gratefulness is not there, then these blessings are taken away from them. Therefore Allah Almighty says that, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you also tell the believers, the Muslims, that you have to hold fast to this principle. If you do so, then you are going to those signs which Allah Almighty has given you by way of glad tidings, you would be eligible to those signs. And if you hold fast to these things, and you should also be grateful to this blessing which has been given in the person of Hazrat Masih and Mahdi in this age, so that the past glory should come again. Allah Almighty says in this verse, Zakkirhum bi ayyamillah, that you remind about the days of Allah. Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala has explained the point that this is the way of taking away the people from darkness to light. One way is that first they should be reminded to the blessings of Allah Almighty, to the bounties of Allah, that so many glad tidings are given to the believers, and what are the blessings and the bounties given to them. And secondly, that they should be afraid of these penalties and punishments they should become afraid of these punishments. So these things, by preserving these teachings in the Holy Quran, there is a permanent message for the Muslims that you should always be concentrate and looking at these signs of Allah Almighty. You should always remembering these things, and also you should remember that those people who are disobedient, then they are going to be punished as a result of their disobedience. You should remember those in mind. Only then a person can be safeguarded from the attacks from Satan. Allah Almighty give this understanding to each and everyone. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. And Allah Almighty has descended the water from the heaven so that it can revive the earth after it is death. Certainly in that there is a great sign for those people who listen. This coming down of water, Allah Almighty has mentioned for those people who are listening and caring. Allah Almighty has mentioned there is a sign it. The coming of the water is a sign for those who listen. While in the same chapter, the previous verses, in one place Allah Almighty says, Allazi anzala minas samaya maan lakum, that this water which has come down, that which I have caused to descend from heaven, that out of that water you drink, and also the animals, and also cultivate the fields and the crops and the trees also benefit. And this verse which I have just recited now, as I have said, and I have looked the translation, I have mentioned the translation, that this verse, this water which came down to revive life, that is actually, therein is a sign for with the people who listen. Now the water is not related with listening, as water is related generally with satiation and with the crops and the trees and other things. So here, while Allah Almighty has connected it with the people listening, there must be something different which we have to find. So if we go back to the previous verse, then this one, in that Allah Almighty says that we have revealed this book to you for the purpose that the things for which the previous people, they had some difference, and these points of differences should be explained fully, so that the true teaching and the real fact of the matter should be made clear to them, and if they believe, then through this belief they should be guided to the right path. And this community of believers should become like this, that they become the recipient of the mercy of Allah Almighty. And in this verse which I have recited, Allah Almighty says that we give a new life to the dead earth, which is dead, and there is a sign for those people who listen. So here the water actually means the spiritual water, which always descends along with the prophets from heaven. And the best, the most, the purest water was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which actually revived many people who were dead before, and all the differences between them, they were all settled, and those disputes and differences were removed. So this is the teaching of the Holy Quran actually, which is a life giving message for the people who listen. And from listening on, not only listening is meant there, but those people who believe it and those who accept and act according to this one. So this spiritual water, the benefit of this spiritual water is for those people who actually act according to these teachings. Not for those people who have these deviants among them, and they are completely indulged in those things, and because of these various sectarianism among them, they do not benefit from this, and they come out with very funny commentaries and explanations of these things. this life-giving water, the Muslims have made this water useless for them because they have not been able to understand it. In this age, when the true lover of the Holy Prophet ﷺ was destined to come, only those people were able to benefit, those who are going to listen carefully to the commentaries given by this great servant of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, to which Allah Almighty has guided us. And he was guided by Allah Almighty, and he told that I am the water which came from Allah Almighty. And this time water came at one time, at the right time. And these are the fountains of the guidance of the spiritual water. And these are going to spring as a result of being in company of this one. For those people who have got some wisdom, those people who have got ears to listen, there is a great lesson in this one. They should pay attention and listen to this message. And Allah Almighty says in one, says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ مَجْمُونَ لَهُ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمُ مَشُودٌ. Surely in this there is a great sign for those people who are afraid of the punishment in the hereafter, and this is the day for which the people will be gathered. And this is the day about which the witness has been made. So when a believer reads about these things which happened in the people of the past, and their injustice and aggression, transgression which they committed, and when they were punished for that, or he reads those verses in which Allah Almighty has mentioned that I always catch hold of those people who do injustice, and the punishment of the hereafter is very severe, then one really feels the awe of that one. He always tries to rectify himself and reform oneself, and tries to be away from all types of injustice and cruelties. And the grace of a believer and a mu'min is that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has told us, and this is the example which he has left for us and presented to us, that whenever there was a cloud or there was a windstorm, and whenever he used to see these clouds coming, always he used to pray to Allah Almighty to be safeguarded from the any bad thing coming along with them. And he used to pray for the safety from God Almighty. And the believers always analyze themselves, and they have this fear and awe in their heart regarding the this punishment of Allah. This is the very thing which actually remind the believers towards their own reformation. These are the things of the past, and I pray that each and every member of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anyone who is attributes himself to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should be able to understand this point with the proper understanding, and they should be stopping crossing any limit or commit any aggression or any rebellion or twisting the commands of Allah Almighty. One should completely abandon these things, because these are the things for which they are going to be punished. And also Allah Almighty enable all of us, the Ahmadis, to understand these things better than anybody else. I would like to request for one thing, for prayer. And as everyone knows that the Sikh situation in Pakistan is extremely critical nowadays. The government, it looks that it is completely helpless. The government is helpless, and they have been under compulsion, and everything is in the hand of these terrorists and extremists. And in the name of Islam, they are abusing and acting totally against the teachings of Islam. The Prophet of Allah says that such a person is not a Muslim who kills another person. And here we see that everybody is bent upon killing other people. Almost every day, scores of people are killed. as a result of terrorism, which is very rampant. Several children are rendered orphan. Many wives are becoming widow, and their husbands die. But these people do not understand, and they don't know to which end they are driving to. Allah Almighty give them the understanding and wisdom. And the Ahmadis have got a very special role in the creation of this country. And the blood of Ahmadis has gone, was shed at the time of the creation of this country. And moreover, Ahmadis have taken part in the construction of this country. And Ahmadis have shed their blood for the safety and security of this country. And the love of country also requires that we should be today, we should be submitting to Allah Almighty, and because particularly the conditions, we do not have any other power to stop these injustice which is being committed there. We cannot stop these people from doing anything. The only thing that we have is the prayer. So pay very special attention to prayers. The Ahmadis living in Pakistan, they should also pray very hard, and all other Ahmadis living in Pakistani Ahmadis living abroad, they should also be praying for this country. But rather I would say that all over the world, non-Pakistani Ahmadis, they should also be praying, because this is a favor of the Pakistani Ahmadis upon these countries, that people from them actually went to those countries and conveyed the message of the leader of this age and showed them those ways and gave them that teaching, and they informed us about that heavenly water which was given to the Imam of the age. So in order to be grateful for these favors, every Ahmadi today, I feel, should be a pray for the Ahmadis in Pakistan and their country. The Pakistani Ahmadis, those who are in Pakistan, they should be very careful about their surroundings, their environment, and they should be telling the people around them that what is this path on which you have started following. Allah Almighty gave you the blessing by giving you a country where you could live with peace. Now you are bent upon its destruction. Those nations who are ungrateful for these blessings of Allah Almighty, they are then deprived of that blessing. So as I have said, that anybody living in Pakistan, any Ahmadi, it is their responsibility that in their circle, in their surroundings, they should be spreading these things and pray very much. And as a matter of fact, every Ahmadi living anywhere in the world, he has the responsibility to pray. The situation is very critical and it's aggravating day by day. And these bomb blasts and the bullets which are fired as a reaction of these things, instead of the thing that people should think of some solution and show some wisdom and some understanding and come out with some planning, instead of that, further destruction is there, and more destruction is always there, and it goes on expanding and enlarging, and scores of people are being killed every day. So I pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty should give wisdom to these people. Generally, the generality of the people are very nice people, but these mischievous groups which are bent upon destroying this country, if this is destined that they are not going to understand, then Allah Almighty should catch hold of these people so that the innocent people should be safeguarded and they should come under the protection of Allah Almighty, the men and the children. May Allah restore peace in this country very soon. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.